Hello, I'm Helen Caldwell, and this is an extract from my story, Thinking of You. Pablo and I are meant to be together, you said. It's fate. I told you there was no such thing. Then why am I always drawn back to him? Because you keep hoping he'll change, I said, but he won't. We were sitting on your balcony, looking out over the silvery olive trees. You hadn't even told Pablo I was coming to visit. You said it had slipped your mind. That morning, when you took me on an outing, Pablo thundered on the doorstep as we sped away on your motorbike. It's already started, hasn't it? He's already jealous, already trying to control you. He doesn't want you to have friends or a family. He wants you for himself. Until you realise that, you'll keep leaving him and going back to him, hurting yourself more and more every time. The skin around your eyes crinkled, and for a moment I thought that I'd pushed you too far. But it must just have been the glare from the setting sun bothering you, because you turned to face me then, and you smiled a generous red berry smile. Oh, you think you're so clever. You think you can predict the future, but you can't. I can predict what will happen if you keep following the same path that you're on. You're repeating the same pattern over and over again, and eventually it's going to destroy you. And you looked at me, amused, and said, this time it will be different. It's been more than a year since I last saw you, but I thought about you twice this week. I was drinking coffee at a friend's house, and the silvery flash of the spoon in the cup brought you back. I might not have made it to the end of Freshers' Week if you hadn't stopped by my room to introduce yourself. I rinsed out two dusty mugs, apologised for the lack of milk. You told me that you took your coffee black as your soul. I was delighted by that. Me too, I said. And you looked at me, amused, as though you knew something I didn't. As though you resided in a dark world I could scarcely imagine. You didn't believe my soul could be black. Then, yesterday, while I was writing a good luck card for my niece, you crossed my mind a second time. I saw you standing in the doorway to my lab, out of breath from running up the stairs. On the spur of the moment, you'd driven from London to Oxford to wish me good luck on my DPhil exam. I was perplexed. The exam was yesterday, I said. You tossed your head back and laughed that champagne laugh of yours, and you said, better late than never. So when today the phone rang and you came crashing back into my life, I wondered, just for the tiniest fraction of a second, if it was significant that you'd been on my mind. But I don't believe in signs. That's the kind of romantic way of thinking I used to try to talk you out of. The world isn't built in mathematics, you would tease. Sometimes there are things you and your calculations can't explain. It's been more than a year since I last saw you. You took me for a ride on the back of your motorbike along the twisting red earth roads. The tyres pounded up dust and a fine red smoke that caught in our throats. I clung to your waist, hardly daring to look out over the valley, where the land swooped down in rows of vines to the dry crease of the riverbed below. Isn't it marvellous? You yelled into the wind, as the bike juddered round a bend and the whitewashed houses of the village came into view, crusted on top of the hill like diamonds on a ring. We walked through the market in the village square and bought grapes from one of the stalls. They were perfectly round, like Chinese lanterns, with rosy, transparent skin and seeds curled like embryos inside. Sitting on the church steps, you pushed those grapes between your lips, devouring them whole, too reckless to spit out the seeds. It would be sad to leave here, you said. What do you mean? Sometimes I think about running away, starting a new life somewhere else. You should do that, I said, as long as you don't go too far away. I want to be able to visit you. No, you put your hand in mine. If I do start over, it has to be on my own, no ties to the past. I imagined you in a new place, strangers sharing in your smile and me too far away to reach you. I pulled my hand out from under yours, let your palm fall against the cold stone step. Well, I'm not going to stop you, I said. Why don't you just leave? You seemed to wilt a little then, and I saw for the first time how tired you were. Because, you said, it's hard to let go of the people you love. So later, on the balcony, when you told me you were meant to be with Pablo, I couldn't help but think you were just too scared to let him go.